Among the many Olympic statistics we've seen, this one sure got our attention. 70,000 gallons of borscht are expected to be served up at the Sochi Games. The hearty deep red soup based on beets has graced the high table of the Kremlin and was a staple peasant food across the former Soviet Union. Anya von Bremsen considers herself something of an expert in cooking up a pot of borscht. She's the author of Mastering the Art of Soviet Cooking, a memoir of food and longing. And she joins me now from New York. Anya, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
And why don't you explain to the uninitiative just what is borscht?
It's a beet soup. It contains potatoes, tomatoes, usually beef, very often pork. And it's a national dish of the Ukraine. So we have a little bit of a geopolitical irony here that at the Russian Olympic Games, which are, you know, the pet project of Vladimir Putin, they're serving all these gallons and gallons of borscht. Whereas in the Ukraine, just recently in December, as part of, you know, anti-Moscow and anti-Putin protests, they were also serving borscht, affirming that it's Ukraine's national dish.
It's just a cross-cultural thing we have going on here.
It's fuzzier than that because Ukraine means border. And all, you know, all the bordering nations, Lithuania, Poland, Belarus, Romania, also have their own versions of borscht, and they claim it for themselves.
So lots of variations from country to country, and I imagine also from house to house, that from one kitchen to another, you could get a completely different version of borscht.
Absolutely, and it's dictated by what you have available. For instance, I remember so fondly my mom's very frugal vegetarian borscht that she whipped up seemingly out of thin air, you know, just a can of tomato paste, you know, a forlorn beet, during the Soviet days, when food was so scarce. Here in America, borscht, it's considered a Jewish dish because it was brought over when Jews were emigrating after the pogroms in the early 20th century. So you have the borscht belt, borscht, which is often cold and sweet. Mm-hmm. Whereas a Ukrainian will insist that, you know, the real Ukrainian borscht has to have pork and salo, pork fed back, and it's eaten with sour cream. So, you know, pork and sour cream, it's as anti-Jewish as you can get.
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, both versions are correct.
So if people listening are actually headed to Sochi for the Olympics, what would you tell them to look for or maybe smell for a good bowl of borscht?
Well, it has this kind of sweet and sour aroma and the earthy smells of vegetables. But, you know, how can you make a great borscht for that many people? I'm just wondering. It might be that, you know, institutional kind.
And that would turn them off forever.
Well, maybe with a shot of vodka, not so bad.
Anya von Bremsen is the author of Mastering the Art of Soviet Cooking, a memoir of food and longing. Anya, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
And we have Anya's father's luxurious borscht recipe. It's at our food blog, The Salt, at our website, npr.org.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.